Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, starring the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer, how
great,
are you?
Great to be here in studio with everybody. Jeremy's going to join us a little bit later, I understand.
Yeah, we got a big our producer, and, Jeremy Dayton, of course.
the inevitable Mike Horn.
Thank you very much, Fred Dreyer. Good to be with you. How's your week going?
It's going pretty well. I had some, you know, good things. My my grandson has been admitted into the school of choice.
Oh, I like that. You're talking about Fred, Freddie Jr.?
Yeah, Freddie is 12, and he's getting up there in stature, you know, with the neighborhood kids and everything. So he's going to have a great young life in school, and this starts it off. It's a good school.
You're going to teach him some of the tricks of the trade he used to terrorize, I know, Los Alamitos and Long Beach and that whole area there, Hawthorne.
Yeah, water balloons was our number one deal.
You teach him how to ride the bicycle side saddle, because I know you were big on that one, too, as a kid.
I did that with my dog, Rex.
You did, didn't
on,
you?
On my back. And, of course, the neighbors next door, the Petties next door, used to yell at me all the time.
The Petties?
Get that dog. What are you doing with that dog? Get that dog away from that kid.
I thought it was the Petries. I thought it was Rob and Laura Petrie.
Yeah. Oh, Rob.
That's very good. Today, I have to tell you, speaking of your dog, Rex,
yep.
My dog, Lindy, was on the couch at my house and decided to take a leap onto the reclining chair because I think she knows how to press the electrical buttons. Anyway, she's never done that before. She jumped. I think it really shocked her because the chair started to move towards the window. She slid off and then fell on the floor and, of course, went to my daughter and said, oh, I can't believe it. The look on her face was, but it was, I think I'm going to put her in the Olympics. It was a pretty good jump.
Doggy Olympics?
Dog long jump. From the couch to the chair.
Well, don't they have a reclining chair division?
Yes. Yeah, for me. And I can win in that. I can sleep longer than anybody in the reclining chair.
Well, you do. When we get over there, we go to dinner.
You've
and
watched
come back
games with me.
I'm going to tell you something. I say, has a good play on, Mike? Yeah.
We'll take a quick break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states. Over a million babies are lost to abortion every year in the United States. Tragically, 70% of those women who had abortions report feeling coerced into aborting their baby. Through Compass Care's nationwide telecare platform, the pro-life community can now reach women anytime, anywhere. From the busy streets of New York City to the beaches of San Diego, a woman facing an unplanned pregnancy can be seen by a pro-life nurse in as little as 24 seconds. Compass Care transforms a woman's fear into confidence, helping her say no to abortion and yes to her baby. Help a woman save her baby at saveababy.us today and get a free ebook with a gift of any amount. Your gift of $47 to Compass Care provides care and support to a woman, saving her from the coercion and her baby from the abortion. Go to saveababy.us, saveababy.us.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-6040.
Yes, we are back. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive.
Yes, sir.
The acting legend. The
we're here in full force, Mike, for you.
Coming up.
I know you're going through hardships with the working public, but we're
just persevering here, and we're coming through. And it's great to work with you, Fred, because you have worked and played under pressure circumstances in football, in professional sports, acting in The Hunter and all the great shows you've been in. So you know how to kind of throw it aside and just move forward with the show.
And you know what they say?
What do they say?
Forget your line, ad lib.
And that's it, right?
That's it. And you wind up doing the entire show making stuff up.
I had a program once, and I had a big part of that. I say, well, yes, sir, I believe that's right. That was my ad lib. Yes, sir, I believe that's right. If I forget my line.
That's the Ed McMahon line, isn't it? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, I believe
that's right. I apologize to you, sir.
I believe that's right, Fred. I believe that's right. That's great. Okay, so you were going to tell us a story about whatever was going on with your dog or something like that. Was there?
Oh, no, it wasn't. I wasn't aiming it towards anything. It was just a memory, a visual memory that popped into my head. And, you know, when my dad would come home from work, he'd pull into the driveway, and of course, you know, the dog would be in the backyard. He'd start barking and stuff, and then my dad would let him out, and the dog would just be going crazy because my brother and I were gone. You know,
yeah.
we weren't pet friendly so much in those days, especially during the school hours. You know,
well, you weren't there, of course.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah.
But the dog would just come in and just love on my dad, and it was a real good thing to see growing up. I liked the idea that my dad had that relationship with the dog.
Yeah, I like the relationship. You, and a lot of people would not guess this. We could have a trivia question because you had pets, but you had cats. Didn't you have like a couple of cats that you
had
for many years?
I had about two Tonkinese cats.
Tonkinese.
Okay. And they were very intelligent in stealth in everything they did.
They would sneak up on you, right?
Well, I would come home and they'd be either sitting on the couch sleeping, and then they both look up at me and then decide, should we get off the couch and greet him? I know he feeds us, but is this a good... And then they go back to sleep.
So they were not like loving on you like the dog did on your dad. They were sort of like, Fred's home.
Not until chow time came.
Yeah. So they probably... What they probably were doing was looking at you, and then they looked at their watch and said, well, dinner time, chow time's not for a couple hours.
It's funny that you would know that my cats had watches.
Well, Tonkinese, they're pretty sharp. They're up.
They're always on time.
It's good. on time for dinner. A little paperwork here for you here. A little take care of some business for you. We come to you on Sirius XM every week for you. Channel 217 on Sirius XM 203 and on their app, channel 967. We've got our radio networks at crntalk.com, Sports Byline Radio Network, our flagship station 790 KABC. Glad to have everybody here with us. Let's talk some baseball, Fred.
Shall we? The season is dwindling. And we need to have certain specific points of interest addressed.
Before the start of the season, there was all this talk about, the Dodgers and the Yankees were the teams to beat. The Dodgers were superstars. They had Yamamoto. They got that new pitcher from Japan. They had Shohei Ohtani. They had all these superstars on there. But then injuries hit. And injuries can change your whole team around. The pitching staff went down. Is Walker Buehler back yet?
From the first one or the second one?
I don't know. He's back, I
believe. He's still recovering from...
I think he pitched the other day.
The chipped elbow he had in high school.
And there's just so... And this is not just on the Dodgers, because we've talked about this on the show. It seems like pitchers go down for Tommy John surgery not just once, but two or three times in their career.
You know, there's a couple of shows butted up back to back about what the hell a Tommy John surgery is, what it means, who gets it, why do you get it, and how come the Dodgers have all the pitchers in Major League Baseball on their roster in the hospital with Tommy John?
One guy even got injured by eating and kind of blew out his esophagus or something, didn't he?
Yeah, that redheaded kid.
Dustin May, kid.
Dustin May, what an oddball.
That was sad to hear.
He's recovering.
Good.
He and his girlfriend are recovering. From not only Tommy John, we hope it's a good operation,
yes.
Tommy John, but we also know that he's recovering from real bad cafeteria food.
Is that it? Is that what it's going to be known as? Bad cafeteria?
That's it. That's what does
it. You keep saying they go on the DL and they hit the buffet line. So he has got a case. He had the Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
By bad cafeteria food?
They're going to draw the link, the direct line between the sweet and low and the real bad iced tea that they make over there.
Now, somebody tried to give you coffee today before the show with chunks of cream in it, and so that was a problem.
I said, that's a problem. And then I realized it's Trader Joe's milk.
You got to shake it first, right?
You have to shake it.
All right, there's a lie in there somewhere. We'll just leave that alone. All right, let's look at... we get our friend David Vassan and find out exactly what the bad cafeteria food was, if we can, for Dustin May.
Yeah, that's a good...
Watch what you eat,
everybody.
That's
a job that he'll like to take.
Oh, boy, got tears in my eyes. Let's see if I can follow the script here. So that's right, Fred. Okay, so the Dodgers, they looked like they were the strength in the National League West. So then Mookie Betts got hurt. Yamamoto got hurt. Walker Buehler, Bobby Miller. The list went on. Freddie Freeman there off for a while because his son had some problems.
Well, there's 26 people on the IL some point in time.
Yeah, Max Muncy was off for about 3 months.
Max, he milked that thing for 3 months. Did you see that? That fat guy.
He's hitting home runs now. I'm happy he's back.
Not only did he have a rib cage problem, he put on extra layers of fat to protect the injury.
That was what the doctor... Maybe you should... on the teams there? You seem to be able to just.
I'm telling you.
Are you like a Dr. Frank Job or something? Can you look
carefully? Well, I'm an assistant.
You're an assistant.
When it comes to a bad cafeteria food and an ACL. And
protecting your body. All right. So, and at the same time that's happened to the Dodgers, the Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks start cranking it up and playing some great baseball. So the Dodgers, they look like a walk away. They may not win the division. So that's the National League West.
They better not win the division. The last two times,
the last two years, they won
the divisions. And they had, won 200 games 1 year.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're
500 games another year.
How many games did they take to get wiped
out? They lost three in the first round.
Three of three.
Yeah. They even gave him an extra game. They let him play the third. No, so we're hoping. Yeah, we're Dodger fans here, Fred and I. But what can I tell you?
Well,
you know, it is. They've put together a good team, and we're going to talk about them later because they've made some good trades here lately to cover up for some of these injuries. Now let's look at the AL East. Okay, so the Yankees, they were the team that they were going to take it all, and then inconsistency opens the door. The Baltimore Orioles come on big strong, and here's the amazing thing about the Orioles: they had super pitching last year. Not so great this year, but they're in the hunt right there. They and the Yankees neck and neck.
Well, the Yankees have got two players.
Juan Soto.
Yep.
Aaron Judge.
And Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, there's others on the team.
No, there's not.
Giancarlo Stanton or something. You know, Mike Stanton. I like to call him when he was Mike.
Yeah. He's from the Valley, you know.
That's it. I know. San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles. At the American League Central, Guardians, long holders of baseball's best record, they're back in there, but they've allowed some weakness there, and the Twins are kind of rising up a little bit. The AL West, the Astros look like they were stinking. They're back to a big, good start, back in first place. Seattle Mariners have gotten better after they got the arrival of Randy Arozarena.
He's here at Dodger Stadium here, and he's not doing very well.
No, he hasn't done well in the last few games. And the Phillies, they look like they win 110 games, but then, you know, the injury ravaged Atlanta Braves have been hanging around here now because the Phillies have tailed off a little bit. So we're going to analyze this a little bit more. Stay with us. Get Fred's feeling about this because the wild card's even crazier in the National League and the American League.
I'll be in the cafeteria.
We'll be. Watch out for the beef.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair, And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
It's the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm
Great
Michael
to be
Horn.
With you. Great to be with you.
Good to be with you. So let's talk about these wild card races. But before we do, let's bring in our producer, the very good-looking, talented J.D. Jeremy.
Is J.D. here?
J.D. Jeremy Dayton is with us.
Oh, there he is.
J.D., I forget what mic are you on. Number three, is it? Or one? I guess you're on one.
Yeah, the video. Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right, so, J.D., you're a big Oriole fan, so talk to us a little bit about it. The Yankees are supposed to run away with it. The Orioles had this great team last year, and all of a sudden, it's neck and neck between these two teams, and yet the Orioles don't have as good a pitching. But, Fred, are you saying that the Yankees have just two players on their team?
Yeah, you watch in the next 5 weeks.
See what's going on.
That'll be it for them.
What do you think, J.D.? You're a big Oriole fan. What's going to happen here?
I think we're seemingly snake bit when it comes to starting pitching and our relievers. We took a chance after losing the Mountain last year, who had an unbelievable. He was our closer.
What was his name? Mountain?
Francisco? No, I'm blanking on his name.
Right.
Something
Mountain.
Rodriguez.
Just call him the Mountain.
That was his nickname.
Mike
he came out
Mountain.
To the Mountain music.
What was his name?
Mike Mountain.
Mike.
But so we took a chance on Craig Kimbrell, and he was doing really well for it. I know you were like, he's going to kill you. He was actually doing
manager.
Well.
He's
Fred,
an
Fred.
But then
he's Fred.
A drinker, you know.
Well, the irony is we got him from the Phillies, right? And then we brought in another guy, Seranthony Dominguez, and he was lights out. We brought in one Phillies reliever who wasn't doing well in Philadelphia this year to replace Kimbrell, who we'd already gotten from Philly.
Yeah, Seranthony Dominguez, he's been pitching. He's about 10 innings pitched. He's got a 1.74 ERA so far.
Yeah. And until two out of three games against the Mets, where he gave up a bottom of the ninth home run for them to have a walk-off win. Right after a big story comes out praising him, what a great pickup he was, how he can be our closer right now, and hopefully it's just two blips. But
let me ask you this question, and Fred, maybe you can chime in.
Uh-huh.
I hate to say it, bad cafeteria food.
Well, you know, what was the guy? What was his last name? Who was he?
Dominguez. Seranthony.
Yeah. His family's involved in voodoo.
We're snake bit because we're snake bit at our closers, but so are the Yankees. They got flaws, but
so
we
you,
also
do you still have the bald eagle there? What's his name? The pitcher that looks like he's ready to fly in the home plate.
That's Kimbrell.
Yeah, Kimbrell. You still got him on the team?
We still got him, but we're putting him in low leverage situations,
that's
and he's still walking
do with
four
him.
Batters.
That's we it. Watched him on the Dodgers. Very low leverage. What's good for him? Batting practice. That's
yeah. It's good for the batter's confidence. But
Brad, your thoughts on Craig Kimbrell?
Well, we saw the cat was out of the bag when he was here. You know, he kept, you know, doing, he was getting shelled. You know, they bring him in the eighth inning, eight and two-thirds inning, eight and a third innings, and he would just get hammered, and he'd still stick to that thing with his arm out there. You know, he wouldn't change it up.
Yeah, and that thing is, if I'm a batter, that's going to scare me when I first see him with the guy sitting there. He puts his arms up like that, and he looks like he's going to fly in like Count Dracula or something.
He keeps going to teams, and they keep
paying his salary.
It's the mental thing, man.
They keep petting and putting.
Is that
him
what
in
it
there.
Is, Jeremy?
It's all mental because he had fixed it. He was lights out for a good month and a half, 2 months. But now he's falling apart again, walking guys, and then he gives up a cheap hit and then a bomb. You know.
So the American League wild card. You know, you got the Red Sox, the Mariners, even the Kansas City Royals vying for. They're within two games of that last wild card spot.
Yeah.
Now in the National League, you got there's teams with five games. games of the there's old spot coming up, the five games spot, of the third playoff spot, with the Mets, Giants, Cardinals, Cubs, all at one point or another in on there, because the Braves have been struggling there. And so this is going to be a wild end of the year. It's anybody's game right now, gentlemen.
It is. It makes every game fun to watch.
Yeah, it really does.
It's a roller coaster.
It does. Now, since you're both up there, I have a question. And, Fred, you and I have talked about this.
Oh?
This is the craziness of new uniforms that they keep developing to make people go out and buy more. And I'm watching this. I got to admit, I'm watching the Cardinals-Dodgers. These are two teams. It's a rivalry over the years between these two. And I look at the Cardinals, the Redbirds. They got their red uniform on. And on the front of it, it says, The Lou. And all I can think of when it says The Lou is my girlfriend Cynthia says that in England they call The Lou the bathroom. So are these guys talking that they're the blank house or something gang?
Yeah, they are.
They used to be the gas house gang. Maybe it's a different
lot
type
of gas.
Of gas.
Maybe there's some gas. There's an issue there.
Jeremy, what's with the Lou thing going on?
I don't know. You guys were talking about stadium food like a week or two ago, and that all that stuff would make you go to
the
Lou.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, their team is playing crappy or something, so they. Why would you sell it, the Lou? Now, here's what they're saying. The official word is that the red jerseys of the St. Louis is of the St. Louis native and Grammy Award-winning rapper Nelly. And Nelly popularized the nickname in his hit song, Country Grammar, with the lyrics quoting, now, I'm from the Lou and I'm proud. So the Cardinals have the Lou on there. I don't think that's a good idea.
Do you know how amazing this culture has spun out of control? They've got every rapper, they've got every guy who wants to be one or who has braces on his teeth. Mm-hmm. They go and they just say, you know something, we're going to make a record called The Lou, and we'd like St. Louis Cardinals, where I'm from, yeah, we'd like to have them put it on their jerseys. The wishes of these groups, these individuals, override the tradition of Major League Baseball.
Well, it's so.
I feel like the Orioles last year, they had this home run chain where every time a player hit a home run, they'd pass the chain they'd pass it around.
Yeah.
Maybe they need like a toilet seat to put around.
For the Cardinals.
Very good. Yes, that's what we need. We need
maybe when they strike out and they get the collar, they can put the toilet seat on.
Yeah, we need Johnny Mop. We need Johnny Mop.
So they've got on that uniform, they've got their logo on there, and they've got in chain stitch lettering. They got pinstripes because they're saying they're on their jerseys and pants because it resembles pinstripes a river. I don't think pinstripes remind me of a river because of St. Louis' location on the Missouri and Mississippi rivers. They've got the Gateway Arch. They've got the fleur-de-lis. That's that symbol, the holy kind of coat of arms that they've got that they use in France on there. And they've got the font on their cap, STL, and St. Louis Cardinals on the lower jersey font is based on their 1920-21 jerseys.
Oh, we all know that.
Yeah, nobody knows it. So why would you wear? If somebody wears that, they're going to go, hey, you look like that's the Cardinal colors there. You play on a team called the Lou?
Just let the corporations, the clothing, JCPenney should come out with a uniform.
Why not?
They all should. How about Andy Warhol and his group?
They could.
Andy's dead, but, you know.
Yeah, okay, so now we're looking at baseball since we're in this segment. Pitchers acquired at trade deadline and how well they've done. All right, so I'm going to give you a list of, let's go with maybe the top 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so Eric Fetty is pitched 16 innings. He's got a 5.63 ERA. Alex Cobb, 10 innings, 4.35. The old Dodger James Paxton now on the Red Sox, 11 innings, 4.09. Frankie Montas, 14 innings, 3.86. Jack Flaherty came to the Dodgers. He's pitched 16.2 innings, 3.78. Paul Blackburn, 22 innings, 3.68. Michael Lorenzen, 15.2, 2.87. Yuseli Klutschke, I don't know him. He's
plays. Where are you?
He's 16 innings. He's got a 2.70 ERA. Zach Eflin, 25 innings, 2.13. And Martin Perez on San Diego, 18 innings, 1.96. Those are the starters of the pitchers.
You're not going to read it.
Zach Eflin's hurt now.
Yeah, and then you talked about relievers, Fred. So the relievers are doing pretty well that they've picked up. The Dodgers had a pretty good reliever, too. You like Michael Kopech, who's pitched nine innings and got a zero ERA. I like that. Along with Lucas Ursig, who pitched nine innings and a zero ERA. Jason Adam, and they both are leading in the relievers. So some of these trades came out pretty well, Jeremy, for the teams.
Well, they started off great. Zach Eflin was a great. He won his first five starts for us, but now he's hurt, along with Grayson Rodriguez. So,
elbow problem?
I don't even know what the injury is, but probably
might as well be that cafeteria.
Could be the cafeteria.
Influence on him.
It could be.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Now, as far as regular trades, the other night, and I don't understand, since we're talking the Cardinals here, they let even started a game. He was on the disabled list. Comes off the list and looks pretty good on the Dodgers. Gets a game hit. He gets a great.
Steals second base.
Yeah. He said makes some great plays at shortstop and in center field. Fred, what do you think? This guy might be exactly the player the Dodgers need.
They do need him, and they've got him on the team. The idea now is to sew him up before he decides to go to the Padres.
Well, didn't they extended his contract on St. Louis for 2 years? So I think the Dodgers could have him for at least a couple of years with the contract extension.
Well, whatever the machinations are, the contract obligations, the Dodgers ought to just say, this is the type of guy this team has to have. And these guys, you know, the Dodgers that do a very, very good job
of
understanding,
GM.
You know, how to build their franchise, and this roster, you know, could have been a big disaster for them if they hadn't handled things the way they did.
You need a GM and a manager and the president of on-field operations, and the Dodgers have those guys who seem to work together, because they let go Ahmed that they had as a shortstop, Nick Ahmed, Kevin Biggio, Ahmed Rosario, Brent Honeywell as players, because they got them for a few weeks and they had to fill in, and then they got these other guys. You got to be able to make some moves.
Well, and they played well while they were here. So,
yes.
So now that they've got Paxton's with the Red Sox,
yeah,
and he did very well. He had 7 or 8 wins here.
We're going to take a break, come back with more. It is the Fred Dreyer Show. Email freddreyer@crntalk.com.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for $1. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a $1 Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, $1 Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for $1, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
T-Mobile, with help from Rob Gronk Gronkowski, is celebrating high school football by rolling out Friday Night 5G Lights, providing a platform for small towns across America to showcase their community spirit and compete for a $2 million football field makeover. In addition to the $2 million grand prize, T-Mobile will award $25,000 to 16 finalists, as well as give $5,000 to 300 high schools during the competition's entry period from now to September 20th to support high school football programs nationwide. John Fryer, president, T-Mobile Consumer Group.
I'm so excited to team up with Gronk for T-Mobile Friday Night 5G Lights. Friday nights are when we come together to cheer our team, show our hometown pride, and connect.
In over 3 years, T-Mobile has invested millions into small towns and billions into lighting up 5G across America, adding nearly 500,000 square miles of new 5G coverage and hundreds of new stores. Learn more about Friday Night 5G Lights and how to apply at www.fridaynight5glights.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
What's better than one win? 3 wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We're back here on the Fred Dreyer Show, live coast to coast, coming to you on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline 790 KABC, our flagship, Sirius XM. I'm Michael Horn, along with the legendary Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We also have our producer, JD, with us here in this segment, and we're talking a little bit about some various things. If I can, Fred, let's go to our chat room line. You can get us on Facebook Live and get in there and chat a little bit. And we have a couple of hellos from Rachel and Bruce. Martine's listening to us.
Yep.
Nikki is in the line here from Nebraska, tuned in on the show today. Kirsten, Chris is... wants to ask you a question, Fred. Who do you think, and JD, you can chime in too, who do you think the starting quarterback will be for the New England Patriots this year?
What's the kid's name? May?
Drake May.
Drake May.
Drake May or may not. But
oh, well.
To may or may not.
To may or may not. So, okay, so that's we're pretty much in agreement on that. Let's see another thought here. This comes to us from Jenny, and she says, checking in from Santa Maria, she's a proud Dodgers fan, and she says, even with all of our pitching issues, we're still sitting at number one in the National League. We have a good luck charm sitting behind home plate every game with Entertainment Tonight. Mary Hart. Is Mary Hart still sitting back there behind?
Yeah, she does. She's very sweet. She's a great fan, and she's back there, and she's applauding and doing the things that they do when you're in retirement.
I thought she was talking about Will Smith. He's a good luck charm to have back.
Well, he's close to them. Well. He's the closest Dodger to them.
That's it.
Why, is he going to slap somebody? Are you talking about a different Will Smith?
No, a different Will Smith. That's it. Now, Fred, when you played, and you didn't get traded a lot, you actually came from the New York Giants by way of New England Patriots for a heartbeat, and then to the Rams. Is there a difference when you went from the New England, the New York Giants, and didn't really play for New England, but you were on their roster for a few days, and then come to the Rams? Do you kind of suck it up? Does it give you like a new lease on life when you come to a team? Is that why a lot of these players, when they get traded, all of a sudden seem to kind of come alive?
Yeah, sure. I mean, each sport is different, but if you get the chemistry, if you join a team that really welcomes you. And you start playing well to contribute to the team's efforts, it'll turn the whole team around.
Yeah. And I think that is kind of the case. Now, in football, let's just turn the page here. So there's a little Brian Flores is responding to Tua Tagliavola in a criticism here. Brian Flores is now on the Minnesota Vikings. He's their defensive coordinator. And he says he's grown a lot as a coach, and he wishes that quarterback Tua Tagliavola success one day after the Dolphins quarterback called Flores on his coaching style. He said... according to Brian Flores, says, I'm happy, genuinely happy for the success that Tua has had, and I really wish him nothing but the best. Now, these comments came after Tagliavola spoke about the contrast in coaching styles between his former coach and current coach Mike McDonald. And this was on a appearance on a radio show, and Flores was the head coach of the Dolphins from 2019 to 2021 and then fired after January 22. And here's here's what Tua said. He said, and I'm quoting him, "If you woke up every morning and I told you that you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this other guy should be here, and that you haven't earned this," he says, "and then someone comes and tells you, dude, you're the best fit for this. You are accurate. You are the best whatever, the best this or that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other?" Start with you, Fred.
What's the point?
Well, the point is, he's apparently that's what Flores said of Tagliavone, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about you guys, but since they started paying people, this is a moot point.
What do you mean?
Every player that's making $30 million a year does not have to listen to anybody.
That's true.
Well, they don't have to listen.
So the coaches make less, and so a coach.
Well, look, I don't know what the rub is between the two people, but the issue is, so what?
Yeah, I think the big thing though was not like listening or it's a matter of bringing the best out of the player, because if you're constantly negative and criticizing and breaking a guy down and it affects his confidence to the point where he's not able to perform at a high level, then Mike McDaniel comes in and replaces Flores and suddenly Tua's in like MVP talk. Obviously it coincided with Tyreek Hill coming as well, and they got Jaylen Waddle. But how you're coached, because I remember growing up, conflicting coaching styles. One coach would beat you down, and I never responded well to that. But a coach that gave me the credit up front, I excelled. So I can relate to him saying those things. I don't know about you, Fred. Like
you had a lot of coaches, Fred.
That's a very good point because it rests with the player being able to find his way on a team, regardless of who likes or who doesn't like him. The owner doesn't like you, you got a problem. But for all of the namesake of players, you know, wanting to be liked or trying to be liked, it's a moot point today. Tagovailoa is. Is making his mark as a player, and he doesn't need to wake up and listen to anybody, including this ex-head coach. He's a pariah. He doesn't like him. That's okay. They can handle that, you know, off the field however they wish. But for the most part, all of this stuff is just a moot point when they start playing people. The answer for Tagliavua, he has to figure this out himself. But he just simply say, "Look, I'm making $30 million, buddy. I don't have to listen. I don't care about you, and I'm just here with the guys trying to win football games. And if you don't like it, then, you know, go complain to somebody else."
Well, it's type of love too, right? If I can put this, there was a scientific experiment. You can look it up on YouTube or whatever, where, you know, you got tough love and then you got, you know, love in terms of unconditional lifting somebody up. They put two plants next to one another and they did it separately, where somebody woke up, gave it water, said, I love you, plant." And then literally the other one, "I hate you, plant." And the effect showed one plant died and withered up very quickly, and the other one. And it's crazy to think, but it's like if you truly are loving on something or someone, they'll respond well in a much more positive fashion than if you break them down. It can affect their confidence. That really affects the team.
You know, Jeremy,
as well.
You're kind of cute. That was a very nice explanation.
I don't know what to say.
Kind of appreciate
it. I agree with it.
My mustache
That's
is starting
exactly
to
right.
Turn into a
half. If you treat people well, including dogs, cats, and
that is true.
And plants, they will respond to it.
Well, Flores is now the coach here. Brian Flores says he's done a lot of reflecting since hearing these comments, and he's admitted that he had some faults in Miami. He didn't say anything about Tagliavola said was untrue or misrepresented. He didn't say any of that, but he said part of being a coach is correcting things about yourself. And so, quoting him, he says, "There are things that I could do better for sure, and I've grown in that way, and I've tried to apply the things that I could do better and the things that I've learned over the last 2 or 3 years. Look, I'm human. That hit me in a way that I wouldn't say was positive for me, but at the same time, I've got to use that and say, how can I grow from that? How can I be better?"
You know, there was a coach, Frank Cush, at Arizona State years ago when I was in high school and college. And the word was, he was such a mean son of a... that people just couldn't take him, but he won football games.
He did.
So as time went on, the players decided, you know, we're winning football games, and it's we could probably do a lot better if you wouldn't be so negative.
Well, there you have it. Now, how about the backdrop of the Olympics again? Fred Dreyer and Jeremy Dayton.
Yep.
The Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill, he's taken aim at Noah Lyles, challenging Noah, who was in the Olympics, the 100-meter gold medalist, to race on social media coming up on this weekend. The speedy Hill, apparently, he wasn't impressed with Lyles winning the men's 100-meter final at the Paris Olympics back on August 4th. He took exception on a podcast Monday to Lyles saying that Super Bowl champions were not world champions. It was a dig that apparently sprinter Lyles previously leveled at NBA champions as well. Jeremy, you're close to this. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and some of the backdrop to that was how it started was, I don't know if you remember, but Lyles won the 100 meters. And at first it looked like he lost, but then he won by like 0.02 hundredths of a second. And then he got very boastful and guaranteed victory in the 200, where he ended up coming in third. He had the same exact entrance from his 100 meter, came out boastful, brash, tore off like whatever was on the outside of his sprinting jersey.
Yeah.
Very brash. But then he lost, came in third. And as soon as he lost, he fell to the ground. He like, oh, I need water. Like, he had to be carted off on a wheelchair. So it seemed very theatrical and convenient that all of a sudden now he says, well, I had COVID. I was doing all this with COVID and I was really sick. And it just, his whole demeanor completely changed, when I doubt we would have seen that had he somehow won. So Tyreek called him out for that, saying he's faking COVID, or he had it, but he didn't have the symptoms. Like, just man up and admit you lost. Don't hide behind that. Gilbert Arenas came out and said the same thing. Then Noah Lyles responded, kind of calling him out, saying, I don't even know who that is. What is he, the cheetah or something? So it was all this brash trash talk back and forth. Then Tyreek said, I will beat him in a race, because he used to run track and field in high school.
So,
and now they're going back and forth about...
Fred, what do you think?
Look, just put up $50,000 apiece. You can, you know, you've got that in your glove compartment, sure, of your Jeep. What you should do is you should go out and mark off 50 yards and race for the money and just shut up.
That would be pay-per-view. People might watch it.
I think, well, people would watch it.
It's on Instagram, and you build it up over a period of weeks and months, and you say, on this date, we're going to get more viewers who want to see this event than not, and therefore you guys will win or take all.
Yeah.
All right, now college football, that's getting underway too, and Oklahoma State has some new football helmets, and they have a new feature on them on the field this year. The Oklahoma State Cowboys will be donning QR codes on the back of their helmets, so when you scan them, fans will be directed in a way to donate to the NIL fund. NIL stands for Name, Image, and Likeness. That's used as a shorthand to refer to the student athlete's ability to make money off their success. So you can scan the back of their helmets.
I'm surprised they're being allowed to use the helmets to do that.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say it? Because
it's property of the league or something, or what?
I don't know if it's regulated or not, but the history is, I know in the National Football League, you can't do that. You know, no matter who you are or how much money you're making, I couldn't say I'm going to take my Ram helmet and put numbers on the side of it, and then on a camera close up, people can scan it and give all this information out or whatever it might be.
You can't even say you played your former Ram, Fred Dreyer. You have to get,
well, I told
get
you
your
this,
permission.
I told
right?
you the story, about the tight end for. I'll tell it to you after.
When we come back, we'll do the final segment coming up. Fred's got a story for us. Don't forget, you can follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And definitely email Fred your questions, your comments, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer, Dreyer, at CRN as in Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back. The one and only Fred Dreyer program. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Fred, so you had a little story you were going to tell.
Well, it was about uniforms and about rights and common sense and what have you, business acumen. Dan Pastorini many years ago had a restaurant in Houston. And above the doorway, he had a lifelike scaled, I think it was 2-to-1 or whatever it might be, but it was a nice lit illuminated statue of Dan in his Houston Oiler uniform, and the NFL came in and demanded he remove it.
So he could not show the likeness of himself in the
Houston Oiler. So he could not use his own likeness after he had left the league. And they said, you want to take a photograph of yourself up on the roof? Go ahead, but it's not going to be wearing a Houston Oiler uniform.
Wow.
And that was one of the types of things, in spirit only, as they say, that caused such a foul chicken crap response between players and management.
There you go.
And so, you know, we want to be business, and we want the league to. We're not asking for money. Just let us use the uniform as an advertising tool.
Exactly.
He was very popular in Houston, Dan.
Oh yeah, you're popular too, Fred Dreyer. That's why we want people to go ahead and follow you on X at Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget, email Fred. Send him some emails. He'll get to him. He gets to him eventually. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's been a great day. We sure appreciate Jeremy being on the show. And Mike, you've sobered up nicely.
Good to be here with you. We'll see all of you next week. Have a good rest of the weekend, everybody.